7-4.
Nine.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You get out among the homies, you know, you think you all that, but you come home, you straighten on up. See, my parents believed in washing your mouth out with soap. Yeah, the lye soap. That, yeah, you lied, let me get the soap. Some of y'all don't know about that stuff. A mouth full of lye soap bubbles. It'll stop you from lying quick. They were taught how to walk, how to talk, how to think, how to behave like kings. Even when you would see them out in public, little guys. They were acting like royalty. Because this is how they were taught and trained. This was put into them. Sometimes when we are born again, honestly, I'm a witness to this. There's a lot of stuff we need to unlearn. A lot of phobias, a lot of faults, a lot of fears. All that stuff you need to unlearn. Why? Because you learned it. If you learned it, you can unlearn it. Question. I'm going to take me out of the picture. Are you a mental slave? Slave to the wrong mentality. That's just a question now. I ain't pointing at nobody. If so, you must allow yourself to be retrained in behavior and mindset that is the mindset of the kingdom. This book identifies you. Amen. This, if you read it enough and you believe it in your heart and you receive it, it will transform you. This is the Logos, but this with the Spirit, the Rhema, will transform you into the proper image of God that rules. Holy Spirit is the tutor. We must continue to learn to walk consistent with who we are. Amen. I may get to this a little later. I'm a little ahead of myself. But you know, I've said this before, and I've read this before too. You know, people have studied stuff like this. But you know, the alphabet and numerals are called characters. And you know why? Characters don't change. Proverbs warns us, be careful of him who's given the change. Yeah. Now, when we say that, you have to balance that, but we're talking about character. A, B, C will always be A, B, C. 1, 2, 3 will always be 1, 2, 3, right? They're called characters. So when the image of God is developed in us to the degree that God wants it developed in us, that means something about you doesn't change, even though times change, circumstances change, things may get dark, you may go through a trial, but you don't change. You don't fight or flight. You're able to stay the same. You're able to stay the course. We're taught how to talk, a king is taught how to talk, how to sit, how to stand, how to eat, how to walk. Every action and gesture and mannerism is designed to display authority. That's why you sit up. Put your shoulders back. Stop acting like a slouch. Ain't no king, no slouch. Sitting on the throne. His crown tipped to the side. That's a king. No matter what, now we're talking about this, and I'm going to show you how God prepares us, because we're born to be kings, but we must be made kings. Mm-hmm. No matter what circumstances or troubles come the way of a king, a true king, like Jesus, it didn't budge him. He never moved from his mission. Amen. It never rocked him. When the pressure was so great, it tried to take him out. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. But he didn't stop praying. What did he say? He added to that, nevertheless. That's how I'm feeling right now. My soul is exceedingly sorrow, even unto death, but not my will. If this is part of it, then so be it. No matter what the circumstances of trouble was. So tell somebody right now, take charge. Of your circumstances, don't be any longer a mental slave. You got to change sometimes what it is you're reading, what it is you're giving your attention to, what it is you're allowing to go into your ear gate. You want to become an engineer? Study engineering. Make it a study. God places something in your heart pertaining to destiny. Follow those things. I even encourage you to follow not just everybody, because you know everybody don't carry the Spirit of God. But find that God will lead you to where people are inspired. You know, I found something out about that hurricane that came over on the West Coast. Unless you search, and I wasn't really searching. I just tried to stay on top of stuff so I can talk to it for it, you know. And only one weatherman. I guess the rest of them, you know, they go with the hype and all. But he said when the storm came to the shore, they were saying Category 4. Remember last week? But he said, you know what was really interesting about it? He said the eye wall broke up as it came ashore. And the highest winds were 85 miles an hour versus 130 or whatever it is. 85, and they said they went down to as low as 65 coming ashore. And 55, that's not even a storm. But you're not going to hear that. But I guarantee you, over there on that West Coast, there's a remnant of believers. That was saying, not on our watch. Are you hearing me? Well, what the devil meant for evil and destruction? So tell somebody the Holy Spirit is training us. Genesis 1:26. If you get that up on the screen for me, Genesis chapter 1:26. The book of genes, genetics. The battle is not over doctrine. The warfare is not about land and such. That's perhaps an offshoot of it. The battle is over genetics. It's interesting because when the devil infiltrated Adam and Eve, he thought he had won. Because God, up until then, the enemy felt like Adam wouldn't die. So you know, he wasn't going to die because he's God's creation. He was created. But he was created, I won't get into all this, but with everlasting life, not eternal life. I said, I won't get into that. But the enemy felt like, okay, he won. But God allowed, through that fall, death to enter in. Death was not so much a judgment as it was God's mercy. Come on. See, the devil got into Cain and Adam, and Cain was his firstborn, and I mean the whole line of it and all that. But see what God did? God brought death so that he couldn't have any lineage, eternal lineage. He thought he had won. He didn't think God was going to destroy or cause death to the humankind. Even though Adam lived 930 years. But death. He said, the day that you eat thereof. That's why the devil said, no, God don't mean that you're not going to surely die. See, there was some morsel of truth in that. He didn't think that God was going to cause the cessation of life. He just knew that he'd be apart from God. Like he was. You understand? Anybody else? Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image. There's the word image, character, fruit, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, cattle, earth, every creeping thing that creeps upon the face of the earth. That word dominion is of necessity that we understand that we've passed out of the church age. Yes, yes. That don't mean stop in the church. Well, church over, y'all. No. The church age. We've entered into the dominion age. I will go as far as to say this way. Something's going full circle.
Yes, sir.
Yes. See, the man was created to have dominion.
Amen.
He lost it. God sent his son. He started an ecclesia,
yes,
to bring back another age. So we've gone out of an age into another age. It means the end of something.
Amen.
In other words, it's the end of Satan's rule. Amen. And it's a dominion age where now, listen to me, before Jesus comes, there's going to be a people on the earth. There's going to be a people on the earth walking in the fullness. I know because your life is whack, you might not think so or see so, but there's going to be a people, a remnant of people that are going to walk in the fullness of the Godhead. Just as Jesus did, and the works he did, we will be doing also. And it's already started. Yes, we've had the 30, we've had the 60, we've had, and then comes the 100. We've had the way, the truth, and now the life comes. Amen. So it's going to be contingent upon who has the image. You see, God in the earth is drawn to his image. Not your personality, not your pretty face, not your skill set or your abilities and all of that. He's not drawn to that. He gave you that. That's his anyway. You know, our gift is like a hat. When the time comes, God's going to say, oh, excuse me, can I have my hat back, please? Put his hat back up on the it belongs to him. What he is drawn to in the earth realm is himself.
Amen.
His character.
Amen.
And see, initially he created man in his image. No other creature.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.